今朝早我同神禧崇拜嘅弟兄姊妹们有一个好好嘅崇拜嘅开始。东正教有一个好好嘅传统，我哋基督徒可以学习嘅，就系复活节嘅时候啊，东正教嘅神父呢会向整个会众话基督复活了，然后会众整个会众同声嘅一齐回答回应话基督真的活复活了。Now the Eastern Orthodox is a wonderful tradition that we Christians can learn from. In the Easter service, the priest would say to the congregation, Christ is risen. And in one unison, the entire congregation will respond and answer, Christ is risen indeed. 我们应该这样做。我们一起练习。Okay? 我讲一句，你听怎么记不得怎么回答吧。基督复活了。Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. 我请大家一起起立。你向前后左右不同的弟兄姊妹们，你说 Our Savior is risen. 我们的救主复活了。请大家从前后左右的弟兄姊妹们问安一起的鼓励。我们的救主是复活了，真的复活了。你一起起立，仍然站立的，我们用我们的诗歌，我们的歌颂来敬拜我们复活的主。 Let's remain standing. We're going to praise and we're going to sing our songs to our risen Lord. Carol, please.
He is Lord. We'll sing together.
He is Lord.He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
One more time, English.
He is Lord. He is Lord.He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
你们可不可以尝试呢？我想呢同大家呢，即是一会间呢没得看呢，我们都可以唱到这首歌嘛。咁呢我再唱多次英文，跟住咧，我哋就会唱中文吓。
We're gonna sing English, one more time, and then Chinese.
Ready? Two, three.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord.Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他是神，
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万实当跪拜，万口当声迎，基督耶稣是神。
English.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord.Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
唱中文，他是神，
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万实当跪拜，万口当声迎，基督耶稣是神。
咁咧，我哋咧，其实咧都有啲人会唱普通话嘅。咁咧，但系咧，其实有啲广东人就唔系好惯唱普通话啦。咁咧，呢啲系啲有一啲嘅 广东人话嘅拼音啦。咁咧，so I hope 啊，即系无论你系讲广东话、英文或者系国语嘅，咁我哋都可以一齐唱。不过今次咧系唱普通话，我哋唱两次普通话嘅。
Okay.
预备。
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万事当归拜，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。
One more time。
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万事当归拜，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。
我请一啲咧系18岁以下嘅帮我唱好
吗？Can we ask some those who are under 18 sing with us?
And then 跟住咧就系18岁以上嘅男士。
And then gentlemen above 18.
跟住咧就系18岁以上嘅女士。
And then ladies above 18.
咁我哋唱三次都系唱普通话嘅。
We're gonna sing all three times in Mandarin. So first, under 18.
Okay. 预备啦喎。Kiss, are you ready?
Okay, Kiss, are you ready?
Ready.
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万事当归拜，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。
请男士。
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万事当归拜，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。
请女士。
Ladies。
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万口当自白，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。
一起来 everyone。
他是神，他是神，他是胜过死亡复活的真神。万事当归拜，万口当承认，基督耶稣是神。Jesus came near the cross, there a precious fountain.Free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my soul shall find rest beyond the river. All I do is up God's heat, 梦够主的爱恋，他赐我圣灵亮光，照亮我的心田。十字架，十字架，为赐我的荣耀。 中最懂世情意，唯靠耶稣宝血。Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring his sins before me. Help me walk from day to day with his shadow for me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the river. Gazing down the house of God, upon Monson Sun Garden, take those out in silence.救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在深谷迷失时，他领我走正义路。我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在旷野孤独时，他帮我作我的灯。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑。我要在每一个日夜中领受他的丰盛之爱。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我正见他永光之美。 For I know Jesus lives forevermore, my Savior and my King. When I'm lost in the deep valley,He leads me back to His way. For I know Jesus lives forevermore, my Savior and my King. When I'm alone in wilderness, His light shines upon my path.For I know my Redeemer lives forever. My heart will not forget. He fills my every day and night with abundance of His love. For I know my Redeemer lives forever.My heart will never fear. And on that day when the trumpet sounds, with my eyes I will see His face. And on that day when the trumpet sounds, with my eyes I will see His face.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
We are going to pray, so we bow our head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
慈悲的天父，感谢你。
This is a day for us to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天是值得高兴的日子，主耶稣不单复活了。
And this is a day of joy for our dear sister Sunny, as she has found a new life in your son Jesus Christ.
更让我们的姐妹国红在主耶稣里找到一个新的生命。
When Sunny was facing adversity, when she felt helplessness and confusion in what to do, you brought her to a place where she can lie down peacefully, allowing her to have.Time to think about her life.
在国红人生低谷的时候，无助的时候，迷茫的时候，你带领他来到一个可安歇的地方，让他可以在宁静中思考人生。
And thank you, God, for you allow many Christians, like a great cloud of witnesses, to walk closely with her.
你又让很多的基督徒用爱心围绕着他。如云彩伴随着他同行。
You used the scriptures to comfort her, giving her the joy she has never experienced.
你用话语安慰她，让她感受到从未有过的喜乐。
You also protect her from dangers, allowing the birth of her baby to testify your goodness.
你又保护她，让她的出生的宝宝见证了你的良善。
May your grace pour upon her.Letting her to see the light in her darkness.
你的恩典大大临到她，让她在黑暗中看到光明。
May you continue to protect Sunny wherever she goes.
今天国红受洗了，她要见证你是她生命中的主。
May you strengthen her faith so that she may overcome the difficulties in her life.
无论国红将来走到哪里，愿你保守他的一生。
And may she follow you as a faithful disciple.
无论他前面的困难有多大，求你加增他的信心。
May you also help her so that she may live our life pleasing to you.
一生跟随着主，活着就是基督。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
感谢天父垂听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
Now the children would like to come and sing a song to their risen Lord. And after the children sing, we'll collect the offering. And after the offering, the choir.
besides me. Do not make an idol for yourself. Do not misuse the name of the Lord. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder, do not commit adultery. Do not steal or give false testimony. Do not covet anything. Exodus 21 through 17. I am.
跟着我们是会有读经。
We'll have scripture reading.
小朋友开，是不是小朋友教的？
So, children, you are dismissed.
今日读嘅经文系喺路加福音二十四章一至到十二节。
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 24 verses 1 to 12.
咁我哋会用先读英文。
We're gonna read the English first, and we're gonna read this responsively. I'm gonna read the verses first. On the first day of the week.Very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. In the fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them,Why do you look for the living among the dead? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others.But they did not believe the woman, because the words seemed to them like nonsense.
We will 先读中文。礼拜日大清早的时候妇女们带着预备好的香料来到坟墓那里，就进去，却找不着主耶稣的身体。他们害怕，把脸伏在地上。那两个人对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。于是从坟地回去，把这一切事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。使徒以为这些话是无稽之谈，就不相信。
Cemetery.
我相信是過去幾個星期之前，我們很多人都去過墳墓裡的墳場裡面。
A month ago, I was in Philadelphia.
上個月我在費城那裡。
For a very short time, I was there only for one day.
我只是去到那裡一日的時間。
Now, I only had one day, so I had to make the most of it.
因為只是一日的時間，我需要用盡量用我的時間。
So what do you think I did?
你猜我做了什麼呢？
I went to visit the graves of my loved ones.
我又去过自我嘅心灵嘅墓地里边。
And I'm sure you did the same。
我相信大家都系会咁样做到。
Because just 2 weeks ago was 清明啊。
因为两个星期之前系清明节。
See for those of us who are Chinese culture challenge。
如果是大家不认识中国的传统的话，
清明 is also known as Pure Brightness Festival。
清明是清新明朗 的节日。
It is a time when every Chinese would go to the graves of their deceased family to literally sweep the graves。
所有的中国人就会去到先人的墓地来到清理清洁他们的坟墓。
That's what my brother and I did.
我和我的兄弟都是这样去做。
We wash the stones, we cut all the branches overhanging, and we clear all the bushes.
将杂草将很多的坟墓都清理过来。
It's an expression of respect and remembrance of the dearly departed loved ones in the family.
就是我们尊重对先人尊重和有一个纪念的作为。
Now tell me, when you went to the cemetery, do you really expect to see anyone living around there?
如果你去到坟场的时候，你有没有真的想着有人真的住在那里呢？
Now if you go to Mount Auburn in Sydney,
如果你去到 Sydney 的 Mount Auburn 那里，
you can expect hundreds of other living Chinese doing exactly the same thing you're doing.
你会见到很多其他中国人都同你做同一样嘢。
But really, when you visit the cemetery, do you really expect the grave to be dug up?
但如果你去坟场嘅时候，你有冇真系会唔会期待系啲墓地俾人掘起出嚟
？Do you really expect the casket open and the vault? Remember the vault open and empty?
你会唔会期待住系啲棺材掘上嚟打开俾你睇咧
？Do you expect the deceased haven't risen come to you and say, "So good to see you visiting"?
好啦，已经过世嘅先人会唔会起身同你话好耐冇见啦，你好吗
？Of course not。
当然系唔会啦。
You expect that in Hollywood horror movies？
你只系喺荷里活嘅恐怖电影里边先至会咁样见到。
No one goes to the cemetery expecting to see the graves open and empty。
冇人会去到坟场里面去会期待住系啲坟墓系会被打开嘅。
Except when it's ready to receive the remain。
除非系喺不下葬礼嘅当日。
No one goes to the cemetery expecting to see the deceased loved ones haven't risen up from the dead come to you and say, "So good to see you."
冇人会去到坟场就期待住先人系会起身对你话好高兴见到你。
But that is exactly.What we find in the passage we just read, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12.
我哋啱啱读到嘅经文，正正系对我哋咁样讲。
We find a number of characters in these 12 verses.
喺呢十二节嘅经文里边睇到好多唔同嘅人。
And I would like to draw your attention to each one of them carefully.
我又会介绍每个人物俾你听。
First, there were the women.
首先系一班嘅妇女。
Verse 1 tells us that on the first day of the week, very early in the morning,The women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb.
第二十四章第一节咁样话俾佢听，喺礼拜日嘅一大清早嘅时候，呢班妇女就预备好香料嚟到坟墓嗰度。
Now who were these women?
呢啲妇女系咩人咧
？They were disciples of Jesus.
佢哋系跟随住主耶稣嘅门徒。
They were God-fearing.They sought to live a life of obedience to God. And they loved Jesus dearly. Luke named them, they were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and the other women.
Luke 讲到他们就是抹大利的玛利亚
约拿
同埋雅各嘅母亲玛利亚。
Now how do we know that they loved the Lord dearly？
我哋点知道佢哋系好深爱主耶稣咧
？How do we know that they sought to live life of obedience to God？
我哋点知道佢哋系愿意委身嚟到跟随神咧
？We know that because they were the same group of women mentioned in verse 49 in the previous chapter。
因为呢一班就系喺之前嘅章第49节里边提到嘅同一班人。
Okay, the verse says, but all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. 49节，23节。
49节咁样讲到，与耶稣熟悉的人，
和从加利利跟随他来的妇女都远远地站着看这些事。
See, this group of women, this group of people, especially the women, they were hanging around at the bottom of the cross.
这班人就是，包括这班妇女就是在十字架的底下来这样观看。
Not because they had nothing better to do.
不是因为他们没有其他事好做。
But because they had a purpose.
而是他们有一个原因是这样做。
They wanted to see what would happen to the body.
他们想知道主耶稣的死了之后的身体是怎样。
They wanted to see who would bring it down.
他们想看着谁会 将他的身体带下来。
They wanted to see where the remain will be buried.
他们想知道这个身体是埋葬在哪里。
They wanted to see because Jesus' remain has not been properly cleansed or washed.
他们想看着这件事因为主耶稣的身体还没清洁处理好。
The remain has not been properly prepared for burial, has not been prepared properly embalmed.
没好好地准备好来到埋葬和防止腐化。
And they had just planned to just that.
他们真的预备了这样做。
And we read in the previous chapter, verse 56, it says, Then they went home and prepared spices and perfume, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandments.
23章56節这样记载，他们 就回到去预备香料和香膏，安息日他们遵从诫命安息。
The only reason they could not wash and embalm Jesus' remains on Friday was because of the approach of the Sabbath.
他们不可以在星期五来到清理主耶稣的身体，因为他们是要 守安息。
And when the Sabbath was over on Saturday evening, it was too dark and too late already.
星期六安息完了的时候已经是天色太黑暗了。
So the earliest possible time for them to take care of Jesus' remains was first light on Sunday morning.
他们最早可以来到照顾主耶稣的身体的时候就是星期日晨起最早的时候。
And that's exactly what they did.
这就是他们正正是这样做。
Not a set labor of love or what?Another thing we notice about these women is that they were carrying a lot of baggages.
我们另外一样知道这班妇女就是他们是带着很多沉重的包袱。
Verse 1 tells us that the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb.
他说在礼拜日大清早的时候这班妇女就带着预备好的香料。
Can you imagine the emotion and the spirit of these women at that moment, at that early hour?
你可不可以想象到他们当时的心情，他们的灵性是怎样的？
Their hearts were heavy.
他们的心是沉重。
Their spirits were troubled.
他们的灵是困扰。
They haven't slept well for two nights.
他们已经两晚没好好地睡了。
And they had come to the tomb fully expecting to find a corpse there.
来到坟墓的时候就预备好见到 一个尸体在里面。
They were not expecting an empty tomb.
他们没预算见到一个是空的坟墓。
They had brought the spices for embalming.
他们带了香料来到处理主耶稣的身体。
And when they found the tomb empty, they were puzzled, they were perplexed, they were even pained.
他们见到一个空的坟墓的时候他们的 心里面是很困扰。
Because the remain of their dearly beloved master has disappeared.
他们挚爱的主耶稣的身体不见了。
What had happened?
发生了什么事？
You see, the spices in the hand are not really heavy.
那些香料不是真的那么重的。
But what those spices represented was heavy.
但是香料所代表的就是对他们很沉重。
Those embalming material represent their grief, represent their pain, represent their sorrow and disappointment and perplexity.
你处理身体的香料对他们来说是代表了他们的伤痛，他们的失望。
Those were heavy spirits.
你是令到他们的心灵比较沉重。
The resurrection had been a reality a few hours before that.
复活是几个钟头已经发生了。
But the reality of the resurrection hasn't touched them yet.
但复活的事实还没来到接触到他们。
See, for them, the resurrection of the Lord had not been a personal reality yet.
主耶稣的复活不是对他们来说是亲身所经历到的。
So we may say that they were suffering from what I call PRE syndrome.
就叫这些是 PRE 的病。
I just made it up. PRE stands for pre-resurrection experience syndrome.
这个经历就是经历主耶稣复活之前 的症状。
They were still living in sorrow. They were still living in defeat.They were still carrying a heavy burden in their hearts, in their spirit. As if Lord Jesus Christ is still a corpse in the grave.
就好似主耶稣嘅身体仍然喺个尸体喺坟墓里边。
You know, this PRE syndrome happened to the best of us.
你咁嘅病系对我哋每个人都可能会发生嘅。
We love the Lord.
我哋爱我哋嘅主。
We are loyal. We are faithful to the Lord.
我哋对主系忠心。
We do seek to live a life of obedience to God. And yet you know that you and I, all, we are still holding these spices in our hands. You and I might have come to the empty tomb at this morning, at this hour, still expecting to see the corpse of the Lord Jesus is still in the tomb.
可能今時今刻來到崇拜的時候仍然在墳墓裏面仍然有主耶穌的屍體。
Honestly now, is there anyone among us like these women?
真心地說我們有沒有人好像這班婦女的心態?
You have a deep love for the Lord.
我們深深地愛主耶穌。
You have a sincere desire to obey God.
真誠地來到跟隨神。
And yet the reality of Jesus' resurrection is still something that you've only heard about.
主耶稣的复活只是我们所耳闻的。
And it has not become a reality to you personally.
你未是你生命中的一部分。
So you might have come even today, you know, as if he was still dead and buried.
就正如好像主耶稣仍然在死亡当中被埋葬。
You might be sitting here and listening to me because still your heart is still carrying a big load of baggage.
听到的时候可能你的心态仍然是带着沉重的包袱。
What baggage are you carrying?
有什么包袱呢?
What is your spirit heavy with?
你的灵是给什么重担呢?
For those of us who are heavy burdened with a sad spirit, God has a big great surprise for us.
如果我们心灵是有重担有阴沉的时候, 神有个很大的惊讶给我们。
And that takes our attention to the second group.
讲到第二班人的事迹。
The two angels that we read in verse 4.
在第四节里面见到的两个天使。
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
他们正为此事猜疑的时候，忽然有两个人穿着闪着耀目的衣服站在他们旁边。
God always has a big great surprise to those who love him.
对爱神的人，神永远都给他们一个很大的惊讶。
To those who are heavy burdened with troubles.
如果在心灵上有沉重负担的话。
God had a great big surprise for these women with spices for the dead in their hands.
这班妇女是手拿着处理尸体的香料，但是神给一个惊讶的。
And these two angels told the women three things.
两个天使对这班妇女讲了三件事。
The first thing they said is a mild rebuke.
第一件事是一个轻微的指责。 Look
at verse 6.
我们看第六节。
What are you looking for the living among the dead? Actually, it's verse 5.
第五节说到，你们为什么在死人当中找活人？
Now, you listen to that the first sentence the angel said. Does it sound like commanding? Does it sound like praising them?
这句第一句，这两个天使对他们说的话，是不是一些赞美的话？
I don't think so. I think they sound very rebuking.
我相信不是，他们似乎是一些指责的说话。
It sounded like this.
好像这样说。
What are you doing with those embalming material in your hands?
你拿着这些处理尸体的香料做什么呢?
I mean, it's insulting to God for you to be holding them in your hands.
你拿着这些是侮辱神。
Throw them away.
将他们抛弃。
They are useless to the Lord.
对神来说是没用的。
And they are useless to you.
对你来说亦是没用。
They are unnecessary burden that you are trying to continue to carry.
你拿着这些东西对你来说是不需要的重担。
You are troubled. You are saddened for nothing.
你们的伤痛是没有缘由的。
And dear people, I want so much to bring you this message. This moment that I have.
这个时候我想带这个讯息给我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And I believe the word of God is still telling us, his disciples, the same message he told the women.
正如他对这些妇女所说，神的话语亦是今天对我们这样。
We who love the Lord.
我们爱神的时候,
we who seek to live a life of obedience to God.
愿意跟随顺服神的话,
we who are still seeking after God, after the Lord, as if he is still dead and buried.
对神的心态仍然觉得他仍然在死亡当中被埋葬的话。
And it is God who is asking you the same question. Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
神对我们问同一个问题，点解喺死人当中找寻活人呢？
God is with His word more definitively saying to us.
神系绝对性嘅咁样对我哋讲。
Throw those garbage of guilt and offenses and sins away.
将你嘅过犯嚟到抛弃。
They are useless to me. I can hear Jesus saying.Because I can hear Jesus saying, I have been raised above your sins and your guilt and your offenses. And it is totally unnecessary for you to carry anymore. Because that burden has been borne by Christ on the cross for you already.
主耶稣在十字架上已经肩负了我们的过犯。
May I ask you one more question?
可不可以问大家多一个问题呢？
What burden did you come in with?
你带着一些什么重担入来呢？
What kind of spices do you have in your pockets right now?
你手上揸着的是什么香料呢？
Won't you throw them away?
你愿意将它们抛弃？
That's what the angels are saying to us all.
这就是天使对我们所说的话。
They belong to yesterday.They don't belong in our hands today. They don't belong in our hearts or in our minds either. They don't belong in our spirit. And I trust and urge you that you will not leave here this morning. Continue to live as if the Lord Jesus is still dead and buried.
主耶稣仍然在死亡当中，在埋葬当中。
Because the second thing the angel said to the women in verse 6.
因为第六节，两个天使对这班妇人这样说。
He is not here. He is risen.
他不在，这里已经复活了。
The one the angel said to the women, the one you have come to see, is the one and only one who has broken the power that is pressing you down.
你今天来见那个人，就是唯一一个人来到可以 将你压低的重担拿开的人。
The one you have come to see is the one and only who has erased your shame and your guilt and your failures.
你今天来见这个人，就是唯一一个可以将你 的罪污来拿开的人。
The one you come to see is the one and only one who has covered all your offenses done against you.
所有对你来到作恶的人，这个人就是唯一可以拿开的人。
And all the offenses that you have done against others.
或者是你对其他人的过犯。
The message may have been a great surprise to the women.
你的段的话语可能对这班妇女很惊讶。
But the angel said to them, it shouldn't be a surprise.
但两个天使说你不应该感到惊讶。
Because the resurrection has been repeatedly spoken of by the Lord.
因为主耶稣已经不断好多次对你讲述到复活的事。
Look at the end of verse 6.
看到第六节的尾。
The angel said, remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee.
说你们应当记得他还在加利利的时候怎样告诉你。
And look at verse 7.
你再看第七节。
The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, must be crucified, and must on the third day.Be raised again.
甚至必须交在罪人的手里，必须钉在十字架，必须第三日复活。
The angels are saying the arrest of Jesus was necessary.
耶稣话人，耶稣交给罪人恶人的手里边是需要的。
The crucifixion of Christ was necessary.
钉在十字架亦都是必须的。
Necessary because of the reality of sins.
这个是必须的，因为是罪恶的缘故。
Not just sins in general, not just the sins of the world, everybody else's sin.
不是一些世界上的罪，不是其他人所犯的罪。
But sins in particular.
而是一些特别指定的罪。
My own culpability, your own culpability.
是我们自己 的过犯，你们自己的过犯。
But God the Son came to earth.
耶稣神子来到世上
taken on humanity for one mission
来到成为肉身来到做一件事
to go on to the cross
来到钉在十字架上
to be that sacrificial lamb
成为代罪的羔羊
slain for my sins and slain for your sins No one except Christ Jesus himself has a credential to die for sinners.
除了主耶稣之外，没有其他人有这样的资格来到为了我们的罪来受。
His is the only death that has saving power.
唯有他的死亡才有救赎的权利。
And that is why the gospel says he must be handed over to sinful men.He must be crucified. And the Son of Man must be on the third day be raised again. The work of redemption is finished. It was finished when Christ breathed his last.
当主耶稣给他付出最后一口气的时候，这个救恩就完成。
But the power of sin, the power of death is not broken.
罪和死亡的权力还未来到破碎。
Not until the resurrection.
到复活之前是还未来到。
The debt of sin is paid in full by Christ.
我罪的过犯，罪的罪价已经是被主耶稣的死来到还清。
But the power of sin was not broken until the resurrection.
但直至到复活的时候，罪的权能还还未来到。
That is when Satan and his power cannot hold Christ in the tomb.
另外就是撒旦的权力还未来能够，是不能够将主耶稣来到保持在坟墓里面。
That is why Jesus Christ on the third day must be raised again.
所以在第三日，主耶稣是必须复活。
Just as Jesus has spoken of it so many times before.
就正如主耶稣是无数次对他们这样说。
The disciples never understood that before fully.
耶稣的门徒从来没有完全地明白到主耶稣所说。
Not until they met the risen Lord sometime later that day.
直至到他们遇到复活的主。
Even though they may not have understood it.
所以他们还没完全明白。
But the resurrection authenticated the word of Jesus.
但复活就已经将主耶稣的话语来到确据。
And the resurrection also once and for all destroy the power of evil, the power of darkness, and the power of death.
复活的权能就是将死亡将罪恶和黑暗来到破碎。
Now at this point, the women remember.
Now
they understood.
他们在这一刻就明白。
And they did a remarkable thing.
他们做了一些很奇特的事。
They ran back and bore witness to what they saw.
他们跑回去将他们所见的来到作见证。
That's what we read in verse 9. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others.
第九节这样说，于是从墓地回去，把这一切告诉十一个门徒和其余的人。
And so we have a third group of characters, the disciples.
第三组人就是主耶稣的门徒。
Now how did they react to the report brought back by the women?
他们听到这班妇女对他们所说的，他们的反应是怎样
呢？ They were incredulous.
他们是觉得这些人是很无稽。
They had a hard time believing. Look at verse 11.But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense.
使徒以为这些话是无稽之谈。
Now, if you were there, if you were the disciples listening to the women's report, I mean, wouldn't you agree what the women said was nonsense?
如果你是当时你是就是这班门徒，你是当时听到这班妇女这样讲，你会不会觉得他们都是无稽呢？
I don't blame the disciples.
我不会怪责这班的事。
I think they were absolutely right in their reaction.
他们的反应是很正确的。
After all, when a person is dead and buried, he is dead and buried.
当一个人死了被埋葬的时候，他就已经埋葬，是死了埋葬了。
People do not rise from the grave and from the dead, only in Hollywood movies, right?
我只是在看戏的时候才见到是死人是会翻身出来。
But is it really true that a person do not come back from the dead?
一个人死了之后不可以复活，是不是真的呢？
See, logically, what the woman said made no sense at all.
在逻辑上，这班妇女所讲的是完全不合理的。
But experientially, these disciples should have known that the resurrection of the dead is a reality.
但呢班使徒嘅经历，佢哋应该系知道复活系可以发生嘅。
They had seen it with their own eyes before.
佢哋系亲眼嚟到见到见过。
When Jesus commanded Lazarus to come out of the tomb, they were there.
原来耶稣命令拉撒路喺坟墓里边翻出嚟嘅时候，佢哋喺在场。
They were personally eyewitness of the dead coming out of the tomb.
佢哋系亲眼见到系死人在坟墓里面爬出来。
When Jesus brought the daughter of Jairus back from the dead, I loathe that from the dead, Peter, James, and John were there.
当耶稣是将艾老的女儿拉回来复活的时候，彼得和雅各都是在场。
They were eyewitnesses of the dead coming back.
他们目击到死人复活。
Now why wouldn't they believe?
为什么他们仍然不相信？
Why wouldn't they believe? I think it's because they allow the emotion to take over their memory.
他们不相信，可能是因为他们将他们的情绪，令到他们是忘记了。
They had allowed their self-pity, they had allowed their disappointment and fear to take over their rationality.
因为他们的自怜，他们的失望，令到他们情绪令到他的思想是混乱。
Resurrection from the dead is incredible or difficult to believe because it doesn't happen every day.
很难相信死人是复活，因为是极少发生的。
But incredible does not mean impossible.
但奇特的事 不等于是完全无可能。
Incredible does not mean it's improbable.
奇特不等于 是无可能性。
Incredible, difficult to believe does not mean it's nonsense.
咁奇特嘅事唔等于就系无稽。
But one thing can be said about Peter and John.
但系我可以讲到彼得同约翰嘅一啲事。
That even in his lack of understanding, even in his lack of conviction,
就算佢哋系唔系好明白，唔系好相信。
He did one thing that we all need to follow. We need all to do.
佢做咗一样我哋系应该跟随住做嘅嘢。
Look at verse 12. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen.Lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
第十二节记载到彼得却起来跑到坟墓那里，屈身往里边观看，只见细麻布在那里，就回去了。
The Gospel of John tells us even more clearer.
喺约翰福音里有更清晰嘅画面。
John tells us that Peter and the other disciple, we know is John, they started for the tomb.
喂。有福音记载到彼得同埋约翰系一齐跑去到坟墓嗰度。
Both were running, and the other disciple, that is John, outran Peter. And when he reached the tomb first, John did not go in the tomb right away.
佢一齐嘅跑就系约翰跑得更快，去更先去到坟墓，但系佢冇得走入坟墓里边睇。
Now Peter finally caught up with John.
咁彼得跟住到咗啦。
Peter went inside the tomb.
入到坟墓里边。
And at this time, John also went in.
喺呢个时候，约翰亦都入埋去。
And John 20 tells us that John, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed.
约翰跟住入到去先，佢见，因为佢所见嘅，所以佢就相信。
And but there is one more line there. It says they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
跟住记载到主耶稣所讲嘅，佢哋仍然系未能够明白。
He saw and believed.
佢因为佢所见嘅，所以佢相信。
What do these two accounts tell us?
呢两卷嘅记载讲我哋听乜嘢事
？It tells us that we may not understand every philosophical, every theological question that ever been raised.
佢讲俾佢听，我哋可能未唔系完全把每一个神学上嘅系哲学上嘅问题。
We may not even understand many of the Bible passages that are so obscure, so difficult to explain.
有多圣经上嘅经文，我哋可能唔能够完全嘅明白。
But those who are blessed by the resurrection,
但嗰啲系被复活所祝福嘅人
，are those who are ready and eager and decisive to investigate.
佢系好。准确嘅，好积极嘅嚟到寻求去到坟墓里边嚟到寻找答案。
The Bible tells us that John and Peter did not take a leisurely stroll to the tomb.
经常记载到彼得同约翰唔系好似散步咁慢慢走过去嘅。
They ran there.
系佢哋系跑过去。
And once when they face an empty tomb, they investigate the evidence.
见到空嘅坟墓嘅时候，佢哋就入去深究。
And when they have seen the evidence, John believed.
咁当约翰见到眼前嘅事迹嘅时候，佢就相信。
John believed without fully understanding what the scripture says.
约翰未能够明白到圣经所经文所记载嘅，但系佢仍然相信。
We all need to do the same thing.
我哋需要同样咁样做。
When we come to Jesus, God did not ask us to understand everything first before we believe.
我哋嚟到主耶稣嘅时候，主耶稣冇叫我哋系完全明白佢所讲嘅话语先至相信。
But God did ask us to examine the evidence。
但系神叫我哋嚟到清楚嘅睇下佢嘅证据。
And based on the evidence, then believe。
我哋睇下证据，然后先至相信。
And God is saying to all of us, do not wait, do not tarry, do not take your time, but quickly, decisively, and honestly.Examine the empty tomb.
神叫我哋喺赶快嘅，唔好等待，我哋喺用确切性嘅、急切嘅嚟到睇呢个坟墓。
What logical, what rational explanation can there be for the empty tomb?
呢个空嘅坟墓系有咩嘅逻辑上嘅证据
？Could the disciples have stolen the body?
一班门徒会唔会系偷咗主耶稣嘅尸体
？That's a story that the enemies of Jesus circulated after the resurrection.
主耶稣嘅敌人系咁样嚟到散播呢个嘅故事。
But can't you see how illogical, how irrational that explanation is?
但你可唔可以睇到呢一个嘅解释系几咁唔合逻辑嘅
？For what purpose would the disciples steal the body?
门徒点啊？问题是为了什么原因来偷主耶稣的身体
so that they can have a shrine of an embalmed shriveled up guru
会不会就将他展示出来 一个是智者的身体
to remind them of their disappointment
来提醒他们 的失望
to remind them that Jesus was a fraud
来提醒他们主耶稣 是一个骗子
to remind them that they had been swindled by a con man
提醒他们是被个骗子所瞒骗
to remind themselves how stupid they have been for 3 years
提醒他们这个过去三年是几咁的愚蠢
can't you see how illogical and how irrational that explanation is
可不可以大家清楚看到这个解释是几咁的不合乎逻辑
I mean would anyone steal the corpse of a guru then proclaim that he's still alive
有没有人是偷了一个智者的身体然后宣告他仍然 是生存的
Knowing that they are perpetrating a lie
知道他们是讲这个大话
And then willing to be persecuted willing to be hanged willing to be beheaded willing to be crucified
而他们知道后果就是他们会是被杀头 被处死
Willing to be fed to wild beasts
俾佢哋系放落喺斗兽场里边嚟到处死。
For a lie they themselves propagated，
为咗佢哋自己嚟到作出嘅一个谎言。
It is far more illogical and irrational to believe that the disciples stole the body than to believe in the resurrection。
如果我哋相信呢班门徒系偷咗主耶稣嘅身体嘅时候，系比主耶稣复活更加唔合逻辑。
That's the second explanation. The women went to the wrong tomb.
另外一个解释就是这班妇女是去错了坟墓。
I think that was a very good possibility.
这个可能是很有可能性的。
I think the women were beside themselves with grief.
这班妇人当时是很伤心。
I mean, it was early morning, it was still dark.
那时是刚刚天光的时候仍然那天不是太光。
But we have to remember how hostile, how venomous,these Jewish religious leadership were toward Jesus.
你要记住系呢班犹太嘅中国人就系对主耶稣几咁苦毒。
It was to their utmost interest and advantage to silence the rumor.
佢哋系会尽力嚟到唔将呢个消息嚟到传开。
To silence the rumor that Jesus came back from the dead.
佢唔可以将主耶稣复活嘅消息嚟到传开。
And all they had to do is go to the right tomb and produce the corpse.
佢唯一需要做嘅时候就去到正确嘅坟墓嚟到将主耶稣嘅身体嚟到攞出嚟。
And that would have silenced all the words that the Christians have been preaching and teaching. I mean, if there's a corp of Jesus right there, I mean, who would believe the preaching of the disciples and the Christians? But the Jewish leadership could not silence the preaching of the resurrection. Why not? Because there's no corpse. There was no remain. Jesus was not in the tomb. He was not stolen. He was just not there. It is far more illogical and far more irrational to deny the resurrection than to believe in the resurrection. There's one more explanation. Jesus freed himself. There's a fictional account that says that Jesus was not really dead on the cross. He was so exhausted from all the beating, from all the torture. He was so weakened from the loss of blood. So he fainted and he was mistaken as dead. But after being placed in the tomb, the coolness of the tomb revived him. Remember, he was wrapped around. Now, how in the world is he going to unwind himself from the inside? You can unwind something from the outside, but how in the world are you going to unwind yourself from the inside? Maybe he's got very sharp teeth. He threw himself out of the cocoon. And he pushed open the heavy rock. And he overpowered the guards. And he escaped. That is why the tomb was empty. Not stolen. Jesus helped himself to escape. It is far more illogical, far more irrational to deny the resurrection than to believe in the resurrection. The Lord Jesus was indeed raised from the dead, just as he said. Now, since that is true, what response does it demand from you and from me? Don't take it as just a nice story. Don't take it as just a special day that every good person would want to go to church one day a week or one year. The resurrection of Christ is true, then what response does it demand from me? To those among us that are not committed to Christ, God is inviting you to make a decision today, right here, right now. Based on what Christ did on the cross, based on what God did in raising him from the dead, Christ died for you on the cross. He paid the debt of sins on your behalf. And Christ is inviting you to accept him as your Savior. As the one who bore your sins for you. Let him pay for your sin. Let him carry your guilt away.
嘅重担嚟到肩负上嚟。
So that you may be brought into a right relationship with God the Father.
所以可以将你带去父神身边有一个好嘅关系。
God is also inviting you to respond to Jesus based on the truth that He is the risen Lord.
神对你咁已经邀请系记住系复活嘅主。
God is inviting you to welcome Jesus into your life.Into the center of your life, into the center of your home, into the center of your marriage.
作为你的生命、你的家庭、你的婚姻的重心。
Into the center of your family, into the center of your plan and ambition.
成为你的家庭、你的所有的计划的重心。
Allow the risen Lord Jesus to be the master of your life.
让复活的主成为你生命的主。
And do not hesitate, do not wait.
等待，不要疑迟。
Make that decision right now, right here.
就是这时这刻来做一个决定。
Now there's a fable about three apprentice devils.
有一个这样的故事讲到撒旦的三个徒弟。
They were coming to this world to finish their apprenticeship program, see, before they were fully accredited as demons.
跟随了撒旦很久了，他们要来到这个世界，来到实习才变成一些魔鬼。
And before they came to earth, they met with Satan, you know, the chief devil, and they told him how they intended to deceive the world and ruin men.
来到这个世界想来到迫害人的时候，他就去到撒旦面前讲他们的计划。
The first apprentice said, you know, chief, I'm going to tell them there's no God.
那个徒弟说我会讲给世人听，这个世界是没有神的。
Satan said to him, you deceive no one.
撒旦就对他说，你骗不到任何人。
For they all know there is God.
因为他们都知道是有神的。
Then the second apprentice said to Satan, I know, I'm going to tell them there's no hell.
第二个徒弟就对撒旦说，我会对世人讲的是没有地狱的。
Hey, Satan said to him, you're not going to deceive anyone.Satan said they may not admit it, but they all know that there is hell.
可能是不会承认，但他们都知道是有地狱的。
And then the third spoke up and said, I'm going to tell them there is no hurry.
第三个徒弟对撒旦说，我会对世人说是不需要迫切的。
And Satan said, yeah, you got it.
撒旦说
That is it. You got it. Now you go. You tell them there is no hurry.
这个就是好的计划，你去讲给人听，是不需要迫切的。
And you will ruin thousands, even tens of thousands of life.
成千上万的生命就会被你来到破坏。
The most dangerous of deception is indifference.
最大的骗局就是我们心里认为什么都是无灵两可的。
The most dangerous response that you can give is, so what?
最危险的回应就是说我们不你的没有任何东西是有关系的。
Just this morning, I was speaking to a good number of people. There are really many women I was speaking to them.
今天我跟一班妇女这样聊天。
I was witnessing to them. I was inviting them to come to faith in Christ.
为了他传福音来到他邀请来到教会来到 来到接受个福音。
And there was this dear, dear sister. She's a believer, but she has wonderful good intention.
有个很亲爱的姊妹，她都是很爱神，很有心的。
I think she was trying to help me.
我想她是想帮神来到帮我。
She said to the person that I was talking with, he said, 有机会就多啲嚟听耶稣啊。
So she said to this person, if you had the opportunity, come to listen to the gospel.
That is the wrongest thing you can say to a non-believer.
呢个系对一个未信主嘅人系非常错误嘅信息。
That is one thing you don't say to a non-believer.
呢个系你唔可以对未信主嘅人可以系咁样讲。
And when you go out visiting today afternoon, don't say that.
我们出去探访的时候不要这样说。
I corrected that person.
我是更正了他。
I said today, right here, right now.
我是今天这一时这一刻。
Is that opportunity?
这个就是这个机会。
You need to make your decision. She may reject it, but that's her responsibility.
你要揸住呢機會，佢可能呢刻係唔會接受主，但係你都係要揸緊呢個。
I mean, you notice how Peter and John reacted to the witness of the resurrection.
佢睇到彼得同約翰對主復活嘅見證係點樣嘅。
They did not understand everything.
他们不是完全明白。
But they did not tarry, they did not wait.
他们没疑迟。
They hurry and they ran to the tomb.
他们急赶的去到坟墓。
And they examined the evidence.
来到查考这个证据。
And my dear friends, I'm so glad to see you here.
今天很高兴见到大家在这
里。If you, any one of you, still not committed to follow Christ as your Savior,
如果你仲未系将你嘅仲未委身喺神嘅里嘅面前嘅时候，
you need to do exactly the same thing.
你就要确切地咁样做。
Come and examine the evidence.
嚟睇下呢个嘅证据。
And accept the truth of the resurrection.
嚟接受复活嘅确据。
And trust in the risen Lord as your Savior.
信靠复活的主成为你的主。
The reality of the resurrection demands your response.
复活的事实来到是要求你有这样的回应。
And I know there are a majority of us who are committed to follow Christ.
大部分都是已经委身于神。
How then shall you respond to the resurrection?
你对复活应该有什么回应呢？
A preacher was preaching in Minneapolis.
有个牧师在Minneapolis 这样讲道。
And there was a young man sitting in the audience that caught his attention.
他留意到当中一个年轻人。
And after the meeting, the preacher made his way to the young man and got to know him.
崇拜之后，个牧师就去到这个年轻人面前跟他交谈。
And found out that he was a lawyer.
知道他是一个律师。
So the preacher asked him, "Are you a Christian?"
所以这个牧师就问他，你是不是基督徒呢？
The young lawyer said, "I guess so. I consider myself a Christian."
年轻人就说，我想我觉得我自己是一个基督徒。
And then the preacher asked him one more question.
牧师又问多他一个问题。
Are you bringing others to Christ?
你有没有带其他人来到信主呢？
And the answer, and the lawyer answered, oh no.
年轻的律师就说，我没这样做。
That's not my business.
这个不是我所做的。
That's your business.
这个是应该你做的。
I'm called to practice law.
我是被呼召来做一个律师。
You are called to preach the gospel.
你是被呼召来到宣讲福音的。
I wonder if you identify yourself with this young lawyer.
我怀疑大家会不会跟这个律师的同一个心态。
Are you this young lawyer who consider yourself a Christian?
你会不会是好像这个年轻的律师来讲都是承认自己是基督徒。
But when it comes to bringing others to Christ, you will say, it's not my business, it's your business.
需要带其他人来到信主的时候，就会说，这些不是我所做的，是你们做的。
If you do, then this church of ours, this dear church of ours, is far, far from being healthy.
如果你的心态是这样的时候，我们的教会就是离开成为一个健全的教会很远。
If a man has a religion, he's bound to do two things with it.
如果有个人找到信仰的时候，他会做两件事。
He either gives it up,
他一是就放弃。
Or he gives it away, 传给你。
一是就传出去。
If the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not true, then you give up your Christian faith, this garbage.
如果主复活的信息是假的， 你就应该放弃。
If the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not true, I'm wasting my time here. I got other things better to do.
如果复活的信息不是真的， 我有其他更好的事可以做。
But if the resurrection of Jesus Christ is true,
但主耶稣的复活是真的话，
then you and I are called to give it away.
你和我就是被呼召到来到将这个信息放出去传出去。
We are going to meet the people outside our comfort zone this afternoon.
今天晏昼我们会离开我们的安乐的舒适的地方。
What do you say to them?
你会对他们说什么呢？
Just tell them the message of the resurrection.
就是将对他们说复活的信息。
Is it true enough?For you to give it away.
你是不是真实到你可以将它放出去呢？
I'll give you a little help.
可以帮助大家一啲嘢。
Before there's a resurrection, there must be a death.
喺复活之前，一定系会有死亡。
Tell them about the death of Christ.
讲俾佢听，主耶稣嘅死。
Before the death of Christ, there must be a reason for his death.
佢主耶稣嘅死之前系一定要有原因嘅。
Tell them that he died for you.
讲佢听，主耶稣系为你而死。
Tell them why he has to die for us. People don't believe you, that's fine, that's his responsibility. But we have done ours. If it is true, it demands our response. If you really believe it is true, give it away. Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you.